press them again along the line of that wire and see what they've got to report on our offensive out there.
Gotcha.
In Vietnam.
Gotcha. Now, if you, it's just an idea, just come to me. If
do those two things now by conversation that you keep this morning.
Right. If you want the appearance of staying in closer touch with Cuba and of staying on top of the situation, you might, since the plane's coming down, ask Bundy to come.
That's my what I was going to say.
That's my suggestion, not his. He's not looking for a trip.
Well, I'd ask him if he'd like to come bring his wife stay all night and talk to me about it.
All right, sir.
Say he's got to come anyway, and why didn't he bring his wife? Come down and go to church with us, come back tomorrow.
All right, sir.
If she wants to come, do you have any objection to my bringing Marjorie?
No.
I
don't know.
She felt awfully close to Louisa. I think maybe we ought to come commercial, but I think she may come.
No. No, I think that's all right if you all come. Right. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, get those three things to him then. Number one, let Bobby and them study the exportation of subversion. See what you get from General Kahn and get a report from out there on it.
Gotcha.
And three, tell him to come down here.
Gotcha.
And let's don't be defensive or explain this to anybody or say anything except order gets old Dick DeLoach out of and gets him over there and gets old Dick Berlin wherever he is and tell him what they're putting out. New York Times spreading it all around.
Gotcha.
Okay.
See you later. All right, sir.
Now, Walter.
Yes, sir.
What you better do is type me up a statement. Just say that we have heard from, that there are government, there are official sources that claim that this fellow is McCarthy's man and McCarran's man and that his record is not good and two or three general statements about his record. So I can have that as a memo that I've been looking at.
All right, sir.
Put that on in my inside desk drawer.
All right.
Two-page. Memo.
All right, sir.
Doesn't have to be too full, but just kind of a rewrite, but doesn't quote anybody.
Right. Just from me.
I wouldn't say from anyone.
All right.
Just say the rumor is, gossip is, and then I'd say Pearson, Jerry Siegel called and asked for this, and here's what he was told, but that there is a basis for this stuff, and he's not a good honorable character, and the Air Force hasn't turned over the stuff. Did the Air Force ever turn over the committee afterwards what they had?
No, they were going to, and then they got to reading the regulations, and they found out that they could not do so without your permission, and they went up and showed it to the committee privately to McClendon so that he'd know about it because they had furnished him wrong information earlier.
Well, why didn't we give him permission to let him furnish it all?
Well, I don't think that came up, and this was done, Abe suggested, instead of having him give it to the committee, that we have him show it to him.
Well, I wonder if we don't want to have McClendon ask for any information, state and FBI and other on Reynolds, and let it be furnished. Ask you about that today.
At that time, he didn't think we ought to be given permission for derogatory information about him at all.
I think we ought to give permission to anything the committee wants. And I think if Whitley will ask us for it, that's the best way out of it.
All right.
And I think the Air Force and the FBI and the state ought to be asked for everything they've got on Reynolds. And we ought to be asked if we've got anything, and we ought to be told we don't have anything. All we have is rumors and columnists and newspaper men trying to obtain information, but we don't have it.
All right, sir.
And we've never asked for the files. Have we asked for the files?
No, sir.
All right, let's don't ask for them. Okay.
All right, sir.